This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Tech Talk here on Enterprise. Now, 1.44 million. That's the number of COVID-19 cases Malaysia has recorded thus far. That's a potentially 1.44 million instances where the recommended physical distance measures were not adhered to, leading to the transmission of the virus. Developed by Malaysian-based engineering and technology company Singularity Aerotech Asia, that's SAT.Asia, SmartTrace can prevent the spread of coronavirus by monitoring the distance between two individuals and alerting the wearers accordingly. And in collaboration with a hardware partner, Ubuntu, a French company that produces technological solutions for today's problem, the Smart Trace solution is meant to help Malaysians become more aware of their surroundings, the risk of infection, and ultimately avoid both contracting but also spreading COVID-19. We're talking about tracing today. On the phone line, I've got Hafiz Murshidi Hassan, the CEO of Sat.Asia. Hafiz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard. Glad to be here.
So I know it's Smart Trace, SM4RT Trace. What does the 4 stand for?
So Smart Trace is one of our suite of solutions, part of our IoT line of business. Yeah. We have Smart Tani, also with the 4. We have Smart Asset with the 4 and Smart Trace. So the 4 in all of this suite of solutions represent our involvement in the industrial revolution 4.0.
Brilliant. Now, for those people at home, most of us right now, we are tracking and tracing. We're using the My Sejahtera app. We're using a whole bunch of stuff. This device that you have are involved with is essentially a tag that's worn as a wristband to help detect proximity, right?
Correct. So right. Our product is actually operates on ultra wideband signals, which some of you might know it from the AirTag device that Apple just launched. So it's the most accurate tag that you can find on the market, and it is accurate to up to 0.1 meter. So in the market for proximity sensor, this is the most accurate you can get.
I think it's on the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 Pro, the iPhone, a bunch of the stuff. But yeah, the AirTags is the one that I think people would most know it about, right?
Yes, correct.
So just explain to me exactly then, you know, how does it work and how does it integrate with this, the Smart Trace solution?
So Smart Trace solution, it covers three types of level of tracing and detection. The first one, SDA, which is social distancing, is a basic social distancing assistant where it will give you a prompt and alerts real time through vibration when you come into close contact to another person wearing the same device. So it's accurate to 0.1 meters and it's not susceptible to any electronic interference as well because it operates at different bandwidth to the typical Bluetooth device. The second one is SDA Plus, which takes the SDA basic functions but adds in the accuracy of zonal-based beacons, transponders, and has OSHA-based function too. So you can actually evaluate the zonal-based risk. You can see based on the zones, you have too many people in that particular area on real time and manage the situation accordingly as well.
So that would be useful, I assume, sorry to interrupt, that would be useful, I assume, in a situation like factory workers or something like that.
Exactly, yes. So then you can manage your own shift and you can manage your production line as well. So you don't have the area that's too congested. And all this can be done, you know, through almost real-time analysis of the incidents reporting as well. And the next part of the Smart Trace solution is what we call real-time location service. So as the name suggests, real-time location services provide you real-time. So it updates the location every 2 seconds, precisely, and this can be done up to 0.3 meters where it is on the factory floor. And this has huge implication when the pandemic is over or is under control for you to then eventually utilize it to improve your production efficiency, manage your workflow, and so on, which I think we can discuss in the later part of the interview.
Off the top of my head, it would imagine like the kind of hotspots within your factory, overcrowding spaces, that kind of thing, which, you know, top of my head.
It's a wider use as well, where the tank itself, you can put it onto material, you can put it on top, onto a particular process where you can monitor the workflow in real time.
Let's come more to that in a little while, though. I want to ask you first, though. You know, what kind of prompted you to come up with this idea? What's the gap in the market you think you're addressing with this particular solution?
So we have been working on tracking solution, general GPS-based solution based on low-power and low-bandwidth network architecture since late 2019. And when COVID-19 hit the market, obviously a lot of these activities because of the lockdown have been come into a halt. And we were approached by some of our customers operating in the factories saying that, you know, the current tracking solution is not accurate enough for us to be able to do proximity sensors to make sure that we can ensure social distancing between the workers. Yeah. So we look around and obviously there are a few solutions on the market. There are Bluetooth-based solutions, and then there's also ultra-wideband solution based on. So the Bluetooth solution, we found that the accuracy is only good up to 3 meters. So, you know, in terms of social distancing, that doesn't really help because you need to monitor between 1.8 to 2 meters, depends on the area you're in. And then we spoke to our solution partner, Wood in France, which we know since early 2020, and they have been developing their own hardware and solution that can provide accuracy to 10 centimeters. And then we work with them to get this hardware approved for Malaysian market, get the necessary type approval from CIRIM, MCMC, and develop the back-end and dashboard for the Malaysian market as well, and test it with the customer. So the whole process has been quite smooth in a way that because we got a very knowledgeable partner in that sense, and we got a very cooperative customers as well that are willing to take the risk to test this solution out and see whether it gives the accuracy that they need.
And so before the pandemic, you say you were discussing tracking and tracing already. Why were you doing that? What was the discussion there?
So the tracking that we were doing at that time is looking at the general, what we call it, non-powered asset tracking. And this is looking at the other aspect of logistic management. So sometimes customers need to keep track of the containers, keep track of non-powered asset around the factories. So we have the solution for that as well. But that doesn't require an accurate solution as a SDA solution.
I mean, it's an interesting shift in for the use of the technology, though.
It is, yeah, because you see, for the existing tracking technology, that the one that we have on a smartphone, that's GPS based, and that typically good between 3 to 5 meters, and it consumes a lot of power.
Yeah.
So our low-powered, low-bandwidth tracking, it utilizes the existing network in Malaysia that's called Sigfox. So it's a low-powered wide area network technology. And it is good to provide you an updated information every 5 to 10 minutes. And it doesn't require a lot of power. It for battery-powered devices, it can last between 12 months to 2 years. So and we have done it for quite a number of logistic companies as well.
Great. Okay, let's take a short break here, Hafiz. Folks, you're tuned into Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9. I'm on the phone with Hafiz Hassan. He's the CEO of SAT Asia. They're a local engineering and technology company. They develop the most accurate physical distancing and contact tracing solution to help curb the spread of COVID-19 here in Malaysia. More on this when we come back here on Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Behold freedom, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Tech Talk. I'm on the phone with Hafiz Hassan, the CEO of SAT Asia. They are a local engineering and technology company. They developed Smart Trace. It's the most accurate physical distancing and contact tracing solution to curb the spread of COVID-19 using the SDA tag. It's a device that's part of the Smart Trace solution. Essentially, it becomes a wristband and it's able to detect proximity with the accuracy down to 10 centimeters. Now, Hafiz, just before the break, you briefly alluded to your partnership with a company over in France, Ubudu.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit more about that, the nature of your kind of partnership?
So Ubudu has been our strategy partner since early 2020. They themselves have developed a fantastic range of solutions on precision tracking since 2011. And they are specialties in what they call it hyperlocation solution, where they provide accurate location information almost in real time. But the product is mainly utilized or mainly used in Europe and I believe part of Asia, which is mainly in Hong Kong as well as Singapore. So when we spoke to them, we offer them insight in terms of the business requirements in Malaysia and the ability to customize the current solutions to the Malaysian market.
Right.
And they're very open. They provide us with the API as well to their database for us to add functionalities and features to the data set that being gathered by the system, which itself, you know, is being limited by European GDPR.
They
cannot actually fully utilize locations that is being tracked by, especially if it's tagged to a person.
That's what I was going to ask you very shortly, but you beat me to it.
So in our market, it is possible as far as the Malaysian companies are concerned, but they have to actually utilize it just for the purpose of the KKM reporting, you know, to keep track of the contact tracing. And we have to make sure that the access is also fully secured. And we have to demonstrate to them that the server itself is secured and pass all the necessary cybersecurity requirements from the companies. So they're very open. So the relationship now has started to build where we talk together about joining, develop an application and features that can be used further down the line from the data that we gathered through their hardware.
And why do you think it's important for us to continue innovating in this space?
I think if you talk about social distancing as in the context of smart tracing, in the last few months, you know, rightly or wrongly, some of the manufacturing sectors have received negative criticism for being allowed to operate during the various MCO stages. And whilst there are various SOPs in place, I think in pandemic situation, no one measure is 100% effective. It's like the Swiss cheese analogy, you know. You got to have all these different measures in place to reduce the risk. So in the recent SOPs released by the government, they also put in there that it's recommended for companies to have electronic tagging system to enforce social distancing.
Right, right.
So having this accurate system actually allows companies to operate safer. And in fact, we've seen it from the data that we gathered that it helped changing employees' behavior. So we are seeing a lot less contact happening between individuals Even when it happens very, very quickly, within 5 to 10 seconds. And it also ensure a more transparent enforcement of any SOP non-compliance. You can zoom in on any risk, any risky individuals that constantly flaunting the SOP.
Right. Yeah. I'd imagine, you know, wearing one of these devices on your wrist is, if you're an employee, it's not only are you aware that it's there, but yeah. You're also aware that there's somebody keeping track of you.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. It actually is almost like the scientific experiment that Pavlov experiment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about the changing behavior. Yeah, yeah. You know, physical.
Physical okay. Yeah. And do you think we'll be using these devices like post-pandemic, after we've reached herd immunity?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is what our clients like, because our device actually can be repurposed to allow precision contact tracing in real time. So it's just a firmware upgrade, and then you just add additional beacons in the factories, and the device can then be attached to in the factories. You sometimes have like trays, you have trolleys that follow the workflow of the production, and you can tag this. You can put this tag onto this. These assets, and being able to monitor the workflow and allow you to measure process efficiency as well. So when you talk about the Industry Revolution 4.0 implementation in Malaysia, people often talk about robotic automation, machineries, but in Malaysia, we still heavily rely on manual labor. Using this device actually will allow you to get new data points from your process. You can see how your workers are, you know, how fast are they completing certain tasks. If you put it onto a tray, you can see how fast does this tray go through a certain process and get those information in real time and identify bottleneck. So it's part of the man, machine, material mantra when you talk about the general production efficiency. So the machine, there's a solution readily available in place. You're talking about specific IoT sensors that you can put on the machines. Now, the man and material, this is where our tags can come in. So our tags can be attached to the man. Our tags can be attached onto the material, and it can give you this additional insight. And if need be, you can develop a system like an e-Kanban as well, where you can monitor the overall production workflow in place.
I've got two more questions before I'm going to let you go. One of them relates to data and one of them relates to cost. I mean, earlier on, you spoke about, you know, the GDPR over in the in Europe and how that's an issue over there for some of the development and the utilization of the full API.
Yeah.
The data that is being stored somewhere here in Malaysia, I assume, how is that being kept safe? I mean, I'm sure that some people will have concerns about that.
Yeah. So the in terms of the location data, the we only tracking the location within the factories. Mm-hmm. So the way that it works in the factories, the workers will only be handed the device once they're enter into the factories, and the tracking only been done within the factories.
I see.
And is a there's a period where we can store the data, and after that, we should be able to demonstrate to the companies that we will delete the data after the necessary period. So we have to demonstrate all that to the customers.
And then I guess it's the million-dollar question. Companies that are listening in right now and thinking this could be a great solution for some of the problems that they're having, what kind of cost would they be looking at? What kind of outlay would they be looking at for, you know, an individual device, 100 devices, 200 devices? What's the kind of cost implication?
Okay, so I guess to answer that question, I will ask them to contact our sales team, because it is depending on the quantity and the deployment mechanism. Mm. We offer both CapEx and OpEx model, so that's a flexibility that we offer. You can either purchase and own it outright, and we provide services, but we also offer many services where you pay a monthly subscription and we take care of everything for you.
Wonderful. Hafiz, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
I assume that people could find out more information by heading over to singularityaerotech.asia.
Yes.
Okay. I've been on the phone with Hafiz Hassan. He's the CEO of SAT Asia. We've been talking about contact tracing using the most accurate physical distancing and contact tracing solution, SmartTrace, that uses the SDA tag. It's equipped with flashing lights and a physical vibration as proximity alerts, with an accuracy down to 10 centimeters. So far, it's helped contact trace up to 11,000 individuals here in the Malaysian workforce. You've been tuned in to Tech Talk here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.